Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Remember when you were a kid and somebody asked you, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, firefighter or whatever it was. You could say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you would dream it and you would believe it. And then all of a sudden, reality hits. You know,
I could have been a pilot, astronaut, firefighter, president guy.
Yeah.
Could have been awesome.
All those
football
things.
Player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. Definitely basketball.
Yeah. And then it got real.
Yep.
They got 100% real. And that's kind of like the interesting dynamic I'm going through right now. So my younger daughter is 5. She'll be 6 soon. She's in first grade. And forever, as long as I can remember, she's wanted to be a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked her the other day what she wanted to be. Dakota, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A YouTuber.
What does a YouTuber do?
They put on YouTube videos.
They put on YouTube videos? How much money do you think you make by being a YouTuber?
A lot.
What's a lot?
Like so much to the moon and back.
So much to the moon and back? Can you give me a number that you think? Like how much money do they make every day?
$24
a day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money, all right? 24 bucks a day. When you're 5, 24 bucks a day is, she's figured that out. That's the amount she needs to do what she wants to do on a daily basis.
Right. So when she grows up to be a YouTuber, there's that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she changes her mind again, but we'll get to that.
We'll see.
But I have my older daughter is in high school, and we're starting the college process, and this is new for me. Like I'm not doing this. And as Raven could probably tell you, behind the scenes, I'm losing my mind. I don't know what I'm doing.
Listen, she's a brilliant girl, and whatever she does, she's going to do great at. But yeah, it's a lot.
But all of a sudden, now you're being asked like real questions, like, well, what are you thinking that you're interested in that you want to study? What
right.
do you think your major is going to be? And even though I've told her a million times, you could change your mind. You didn't mean it. Right. but it's true.
I mean, you wanted to stay on the right path
yes.
early on, right? Because anything like that is going to slow it down.
I mean, I went to school for psychology. I mm-hmm. ended up graduating with a master's degree in education. And what do I do now? Something that I didn't even need a degree for. I'm on radio, you know? Like, you can change your mind and you can do different things. Like, I 100% believe that.
Might have been better served to be in daycare in this group, but okay, right.
True. True. That's why I have that education degree. Elementary. All right, so, but I said to her, like, well, what do you do? So I talked to one of those college advisor people, and they're like, first things first, take this quiz. So she took the quiz online.
Yeah.
And here's what it said.
Hayden, you took that career thing. What did it say you should be?
It said I should work in educating children in churches.
How do you feel about that?
Not very great.
Yeah, I mean, she's like, I've done all that. You have put me in the position to be doing these things already, Mom.
Wait, here's the thing.
I've babysat a lot. I've been to a lot of church.
Yeah, she's like, I have to go to a church.
She's
a
like, I want to do something else with my life.
I took the same test.
Yeah.
I was like, because now you're curious, right?
Right?
Even as an adult, I'm like, wait a minute, maybe I've made a mistake. Maybe I should be doing something else.
Yeah.
My number one thing was clergy.
What?
It said I should be a priest, basically.
Good.
It said go into clergy. And I was like, wait a minute. I've definitely made mistakes. Coming in number two,
yeah.
Radio or TV announcer.
Come on. They even have that listing? They have
yes.
that heading?
Radio and television announcer was my number two thing.
I mean, so it's a fork in the road. Us
right.
and priests?
Do I do
feels
this?
Feels fake.
Or do I just take a left turn and I go become a priest? I don't know.
Feels a little bit false.
So if you want to take that test yourself,
yeah.
it's on our Facebook page right now at Anna and Raven. Raven, producer John, producer Sean are going to take the test right now.
I'd love to.
What are they going to be? We're going to find out all together. It's coming up next. When you were a kid and you had dreams of what you were going to be when you grew up, you had everything, firefighter, rock star,
mm-hmm.
everything in your mind. You could achieve it. Then you became an adult and you realized, no, I need a real job where I can pay my bills.
Yeah, you got jaded and bills came due. And yeah, that's what happens.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean, my older daughter has no idea what she wants to be. And now all of a sudden, as a sophomore in high school, she's being asked, well, what do you want to major in?
Mm-hmm.
And my five-year-old has expressed huge, like, she wants to be a YouTuber.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's...
Right.
And the
she's already got it figured out.
She's got it all figured out.
Yep.
Yeah. And I realize how scary it is for when you become older that you have to make real decisions. So I had my older daughter take this this test that helps you figure out what you should be when you grow up. A college counselor suggested it to me, and I took it too. It told her that she should be educating children on religion.
Yeah.
And it told me I should be clergy.
I mean, so she should just work for you the rest of her life, basically, I guess.
I don't know.
Surprise, surprise. Hayden was like, I think I'm going to look for something else.
She's like, what? I'm going to take it again.
You guys know how to party. Let me tell you that. Right. So much.
Well, second on my list was radio and television announcer. So there's that. I got it second.
Happen?
I don't know. It was first and second. Third was public relations specialist. So I'm available if anybody wants me to hire me to do that.
It's amazing. Radio doesn't even appear on my test results.
Mine either.
Doesn't even come up here.
That's so funny. So, all right. So you can take the test at Anna and Raven on our Facebook page. I had the guys take the test. What did yours say you should be? Mm. Sean, why don't you go first?
All right. Number one, first and foremost, was an art therapist, which is, I mean, I kind of like that. I do like talking to people and helping people out. Mm-hmm. With art, though, I don't know. I can't draw. I can't sing. I can't play music. How am I going to help people with art?
Feed them paste.
Secondly was so out of blue, post-secondary CSI investigator.
Nice!
Which does make sense because I'm a huge horror fan and I love murder mysteries.
I could totally see you doing that.
The only thing left field about that is the fact that you didn't see it coming. Yeah. Everybody else in this room is not shocked.
John, what did yours say?
So my first one was park naturalist. Which is so wrong.
Hippie.
It's so wrong for me. I grew up
hippie.
In New York City. I hate the outside in general. Just generally the outside.
What? Seems ridiculous.
Just the whole can't
who
do
hates
it.
Hates outside.
Right. Me.
Okay.
I'm right there.
Me.
I hate
me.
The forest.
And then my second one was, my second one's actually not far off from what I've done in the past, which is post-secondary art, drama, and music teacher. Like, I mean, before I came here, I worked at an elementary school, so not secondary, but, you know, and I taught guitar for years. So, yeah, I mean, I've done that.
Nobody's got priest yet, like me?
No.
Oh,
I find this hilarious. It lists my interest areas as to why it made my selections as realistic, investigative, and artistic. And yet, somehow, it then came up with the results that, number one, I should be a choreographer.
Wait a minute.
New dance routines, rehearse performance of routines, may direct in stage presentations. Number two is dancer. I kid you not.
You have to do that.
Number three is actor, and number four is model.
You have to come up with like a dance routine for us to do. Like you have to be a choreographer.
Yes.
I could be the choreographer as long as I don't have to do the dance.
You gotta do it with us too.
Also, honorable mentions: painter, sculptor, illustrator, and other fine artists, and a special effects artist and animator.
I mean, I'm the only one that got radio and television announcer.
I'm 8 pages in, and I don't see a radio or clergy. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't understand how you got choreographer. You have 2 left feet. It doesn't make any sense.
Right? It makes no sense whatsoever. Again, point to the parts where it says realistic, artistic, and investigative. Like, I mean, how did this come up with this?
All right. Well, if you
want to trust your daughter to this system, that's all I'm saying.
If you want to take the test for yourself, you head to our Facebook page, Anna and Raven.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.